creation message banned from prison? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, I thought our prison ministry was doing well here at Answers in Genesis. Are you saying something different now?
Well, many prison chaplains do use our creation books and DVDs to witness to prison inmates. And we've received many great testimonies from prisoners whose lives were changed through this type of creation evangelism. But recently, we received a letter from a chaplain who rejected a creation book that was donated to his prison library by an AIG supporter. The chaplain wrote, quote, "I do not believe that the average inmate with an educational level below the national average can properly process Christian apologetics. I have observed that such issues as creationism, abortion, sex, and politics can be divisive in the prison setting. It is certainly divisive in our society, and we should not want to encourage any arguments that may lead to fighting or disruptive behavior." End of quote. Mark, it's so sad that this chaplain is denying the inmates the very message they need to hear. We know of many cases where prisoners have given up their disruptive behavior. You see, another prison chaplain who uses creation materials told us the majority of inmates who are convinced that God's word is true and become Christians don't return to prison once released.
This particular chaplain has prevented inmates from reading some life-changing material on the Bible's authority. Our booklets are available free on our website, answersradio.com.